What's up, everyone? Welcome to the Flame Entertainment and Sports. It's your boy Rob here. This episode is going to be really quick. Just wanted to give a quick update on game one of the Eastern Conference Finals taking place tonight at 8:45 p.m. Eastern Time between the Miami Heat and Boston Celtics here at FTX Arena. Some breaking news came out of Boston a couple minutes ago, and now here's the breaking news. Here are my thoughts on it. Hope you guys enjoy. All right, guys. So I wanted to come on here and do a quick episode, giving you guys a quick update for game one of the Eastern Conference Finals taking place tonight at 8:45 p.m. Eastern Time at FTX Arena between the Miami Heat and Boston Celtics. So a little while ago, some big news came out of Boston that two of their starters will be out for game one. And that is Al Horford, who is on health and safety protocols, and Marcus Smart with a foot sprain. So, yeah, I thought I wanted to give a quick update to all you guys getting ready to watch the game tonight. Because it is a big update, of course, for the Celtics. Marcus Smart, he's the heart and soul of that Boston Celtics team. In my opinion, what Smart is to the Celtics is what P.J. Tucker is to the Heat. And then Al Horford, they bring him back this year after he previously has spent some successful years there as a Celtic. They bring him back. He has a career-high 30-point playoff game in the series against Milwaukee, and he's had sort of a resurgence, you could call it, in these playoffs. And unfortunately for him, he's not going to be able to play tonight. So I'm wishing Al Horford and Marcus Smart all the best, speedy recoveries. And yeah, I hope they feel better as soon as possible, honestly. In terms of the Heat now, with the short notice of the news, you could call it, now Spo and the coaching staff for sure had to readjust some of the game plan, the defensive schemes, rotations, maybe matchups that they had planned for. Now it changes, and in place of Smart and Horford will be Derek White starting at the point guard position for Boston. Luckily for Boston, with a guy like Derek White, he has a lot of starting experience, being that throughout his whole career with San Antonio, he was a starting point guard until Boston traded for him this year in the trade deadline. He became the backup to Marcus Smart, but previously before that, he was really a starter. So he has that experience already. He's a great player. I talked about him on the episode I did yesterday. I'm a big fan of Derek White. So luckily for Boston, they have a guy with starting caliber experience, a high IQ player, good shooter, good passer, good defender, ready to come in and play for Smart. But of course, no one could replace that heart that Marcus Smart has. But I do think Boston's lucky to have a starting point guard as their backup point guard, especially in situations like this, in case of emergency. And Derek White's going to have to play a big role. So it's going to be interesting to see now how the Heat, if anything changes defensive-wise, defensive scheme-wise, who's going to guard White. It's going to be interesting now. It's most likely going to be Gabe Vincent, but we're going to have to wait and see what happens there. And then for Al Horford, it'll be Grant Williams starting in place, who's coming off a career-high game where he scored 27 points in Game 7 against Milwaukee, including going 7 for 18 from 3. So Grant Williams, he's hot right now, and he has been starting the last three games, I believe, that Robert Williams missed of that series against Milwaukee. So the starting lineup for Boston will be Derek White, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, Grant Williams, and Robert Williams. And, of course, for the Heat, it'll be Gabe Vincent, Max Strus, Jimmy Butler, P.J. Tucker, and Bam Adebayo. Kyle Lowry remains out, but the rest of the Heat are healthy. As I said, for Boston, Horford and Smart are out. Everyone else is healthy. But yeah, this is a quick episode, but I just wanted to make sure to give a quick update because it's a very important update. But yeah, stay tuned for tip-off tonight, 8:45 p.m. Eastern Time, live from FTX Arena here in Miami. Let's go, Heat. Enjoy the game. If you're going to be there at the arena, if you're at home, another state, another city, wherever you may be watching, let's support our Heat. Let's get white hot. And like I said, wishing all the best to Marcus Smart and Al Horford going forward. So yeah, that's the quick update that I wanted to have for all of you guys for game one of the Eastern Conference Finals. Thank you guys so much for listening to this Eastern Conference Final game one update episode. I hope you guys all enjoy the game. Once again, it's at 8:45 p.m. Eastern Time, live from FTX Arena. The Boston Celtics will be taking on the Miami Heat in game one of the 2022 Eastern Conference Finals. Let's go, Heat. And thank you guys so much for tuning in. Till next time, take care.